and welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, joined today by Trent Armbrust, Sharla Meisenheimer, and Christy Rodriguez here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce as we continue on our conversation here. And turn it over to Sharla now because we're going to talk a little bit about some events coming up next week. It's really really getting close to Thanksgiving here, and there's a lot of shopping that's going to be happening as well.
Right. So we're certainly in the season of gratitude, as we like to say. So, and one of the things that we are most grateful for is our small businesses that make up our community and the fabric that they weave throughout our lives. So Small Business Saturday is a national program, and it is on November the 24th. So, you know, again, we want to encourage everyone to shop local and be able to shop in our downtowns. And we have West Loop, we have Downtown, we have Bork Brothers, we have all of those different Candlewood, 1419 Mercantile, all the different little areas, Aggieville. There's so many great areas to be able to get out and shop local. I think one of the big things that someone brought to my attention the other day, and they said, you know, one of the things I treasure the most is the experience and be able to go out with my daughter or my girlfriends and be able to go into a local shop and spend some time and do some shopping for some friends and family is a great experience. And those are the memories I treasure. I don't always, you know, think about that when I'm online or something, but it's a great opportunity to build some new friendships and to cement some great memories.
Yeah, this initiative, I know it started a few years ago, the Small Business Saturday thing. It's really taken off, and, you know, I imagine a lot of the small businesses here really kind of look forward to that, maybe even tie in, you know, promotions, stuff like that, for this specifically.
Yes. And actually, we help with that as well. We have a lot of promotional items that are out in the small smaller areas with our stores. There's actually a shopsmall.com/get-ready, and it's a terrific site that allows you to actually print some posters and to get some swag going for your walk from your windows and opportunities to actually do some things on social media. So we would like for you to take some pictures while you're out shopping small and tag the chamber in that. We'd love to post those out there. And we love the hashtag of #ShopSmallMHK.
Okay. Dave's indicating we have a caller on the line. So let's go to the phones. Good morning. You are on In Focus.
What a wonderful presentation with the regional development. It's going to really widen our horizons. We'll probably, with these New Yorkers moving here, we're going to need you on the city commission or the county commission. Dave Lewis can talk to you about that. But one of the things, you sitting there at the table, you don't realize the people there at the table, their abilities here in the community. They own a piece of property out there at I-70, and I'm going to start preaching about bringing in the economic development from all the money in the pockets out at I-70 that don't even know we're here. And putting up any kind of facility out there, they'll tell you, well, there's no water. Well, if we put up an evangelist tent out there at the corner with the canvas signs on it about coming to Manhattan, they wouldn't expect much. We could put in the drink machines and the porta potties like they have at the football stadium parking areas or out at the country music festival and have a festival there for regional development and get that economic engine. If any one of those cars, if the back seat's full of little kids that want out of that car, we have the food here, we have the housing, the motels and hotels here that they're looking for. And now that you're here with the area development, you'll see that this I-70 gets blocked in the winter, and there's nowhere for them to go. And we don't need to let them go past here to Junction City. Thank you so much for your efforts. I hope I've helped to widen your horizons also. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I-70 is a tremendous asset that's here in this region, and I think, I know for sure that will be a huge part of the discussion, and I'm excited to have Junction City and Gary County a part of that, because that is also an area that that they celebrate and are trying to bring in businesses, and so we got to put our minds together. I've met Mickey Dean, and she's going to be a huge part of that process. She's extremely talented. So bringing in businesses along I-70, I think, is exactly one of the things that we need to be working towards.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the call here. Let's Continue on here with our conversation about what's coming up next week in the Shop Small Saturday here. You also have the Festival of Lights coming up next Friday, I guess.
Yep. So it's going to be 7 o'clock is when we're going to kick off the tree lighting, the Festival of Lights tree lighting. And this year, it's exciting. I was talking with Belinda yesterday at one of our meetings, and the tree is new. The lights are new. And it is the largest, the tallest tree in the United States with this type of lighting on it. It's great to have that in Manhattan and another great part of our community. So we hope that everyone will start their holidays off on the right foot and come down to Festival of Lights.
All right. And, of course, that's down there by Blue Earth Plaza. And just a fantastic area in general here and right down near downtown.
It is. And there's so many activities. And they're all so family-focused, which I think is another great asset to the community here in Manhattan. And there's be sleigh rides. And we know that throughout the weeks and time leading up to Christmas, we'll have ice carvings. There's Santa. There's ice rinks. There's so much to do. It's a great holiday season to be in Manhattan.
And, Brandon, I might add, I know you haven't seen this yet, but they'll bring in thousands of people. I think the estimate last year was 7,000 or 8,000 people that showed up for that lighting ceremony. Of course, yes, last year we had some really nice weather.
It was nice.
The year before, not so much.
It was nice.
Next week's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It is something to see. And last year was my first year to be able to see the festival lights to light up, and it is absolutely amazing. And again, it's a terrific experience. I got to share that with my child as she came in from Oklahoma City. So.
Very good. And we've got another caller on the line here, so let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You are on In Focus.
In regard to the region reimagined, she mentioned the five different groups, but is there a website or where is this information being disseminated in regard to what's going on?
Sure. So there will be a leaders retreat held in Olathe, Kansas, January the 18th and the 19th. And that will be the rollout of Region Reimagine of those pillars. And what we're going to be doing between now and then is setting up a website. It does not exist yet, but it will be regionreimagined.org. So that should be coming soon between now and January the 18th. We will also on that website have a lot of cross communication between a lot of the entities that are already out there doing great things. I serve as the coordinator of that. But what we hope to do with that website is cross link our website with other entities' websites and then find ways to celebrate all the successes of all the agencies that are already doing great things, but also accomplishing things. You know, what's that definition of success that we will work towards defining and then celebrating using that website as a major tool in that.
Okay. Again, appreciate the call here. Why don't we step aside, take a quick break here on In Focus. We'll come back with more here with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce after these words on News Radio KMAN.